Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If it's a big influx of money coming to Detroit, this to help with support of transportation. We get more on this live and local now from U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. What's this mean for the city of Detroit? First off, thanks for doing this with us this afternoon. Big bucks we're talking about here.
We're absolutely talking about big bucks. First of all, thanks so much for having me on the air. You know, you guys do a great job providing up-to-date information to your listeners on COVID-19, and it's really important for us to work together as a country at this time. So thanks for the opportunity to allow me to let your listeners know about what the president and the whole federal government is doing to fight the COVID-19 virus, because we know that people are suffering. Well, last Friday, the president signed the historic $2.2 trillion CARES Act. This is the largest economic assistance relief package in our nation's history. And in that package is $25 billion for the country's public transit systems. So today, I am so delighted to announce that the Detroit area will have access to $134 million to help respond to and recover from the COVID-19 virus. This is for transit systems, big and small. And Lansing nearby, I know, is going to receive $18 million. Flint is going to receive $19 million. And all of Michigan is going to be receiving $258 million. And this money is 100% federal funding. So there's no local share needed. And it can be used for payroll, operating expenses, capital expenses, because the president's really concerned about employment. You know, we want to make sure that this money goes to payroll so that people don't have to be laid off. And then also that the systems, the transit systems, need to be operational because they are essential for workers who need to get to their places of work because they're essential workers. They need to have the transit system be available for them to go from place to place. And we're talking about first responders, healthcare workers, hospital workers, you know, people who will help stock our store's shelves, and then also people who need access to healthcare. So I've said
Secretary
a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. Secretary Chao, Jackie Page here. I just wanted to ask you, you know, you said that this is in response, obviously part of this big package that was passed by Congress last week. But how will you have oversight in terms of knowing where the dollars are spent? Since it is federally funded, will there be the feds here to make sure that the money goes where it needs to go?
The CARES Act overall has a very large oversight responsibility. So there's oversight responsibilities built into all the programs that are dispersing dollars, not only the one that I'm talking about. The good thing about the programs that I'm talking about are that they go through existing infrastructure programs. So these are existing programs. They are administered by the Federal Transit Administration. So it's not standing up a program from ground zero. This is through mechanism distribution channels that already are in existence. And then, of course, there will be oversight by the managers, by the Office of the Secretary, by the Inspector General, and also probably by congressional oversight as well. So we take very seriously the fiduciary responsibilities that we have in using taxpayers' dollars, because this is what it is, taxpayers' dollars, wisely, prudently, and where they're most effective. And right now we have a lot of people that are hurting, and we need the transit systems to be operational, because ridership, as you can imagine, is just plummeting. There's basically very little revenue coming into these transit systems. So we want to make sure that workers are kept on the rolls and that the system remains operational for people who need essential workers who need to work it, who need to use it for their work.
Transit travel, of course, is a priority. What about the air? U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao joining us live on News Radio 950. Detroit is a major hub for Delta Airlines. All the airlines really are suffering at the moment. Do you have any updates for us regarding funding when it comes to them? How are you working with the airline industry?
Yeah, the airline industry is really hurting. You know, obviously, with so many states having, you know, shelter in place guidance, people aren't traveling. And airline passenger levels have fallen to about 6% in terms of load factor. And there's been more than 87% drop, a decrease in the number of airplanes in our national airspace. So airline companies and workers are really hurting. So out of this $2.2 trillion CARES Act is $50 billion for the airline industry. Interestingly enough, it's actually not a minister by the U.S. Department of Transportation. It's actually a minister by the U.S. Department of Treasury. And then in, on top of that, and you talk about Detroit being a major hub, the U.S. Department of Transportation, this we do handle, we're giving out $10 billion to airports for their needs, because obviously, you know, with passenger traffic falling so much, if there's something called the passenger facility charge that is used to fund airports, that has dropped precipitously as well. So $10 billion will be going out very shortly to the airports. And I'm sure Detroit Airport will get its fair share.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, I know President Trump had said that he also intends to have an infrastructure package put together. Are we thinking that part of this this $2.2 trillion rescue package, which is essentially what it is rather than a stimulus, that we'll see infrastructure being rebuilt here in our state as well, federally?
Well, the president has always emphasized infrastructure. In fact, in February of 2018, he submitted a bill to the Congress, an infrastructure bill. Infrastructure, any infrastructure program has to be done on a bipartisan basis. So this $2.2 trillion has, you know, monies for airports, for rail, for airlines, for transit. It's got, as mentioned, $25 billion for transit, $20 billion, $10 billion for airports, $1 billion for Amtrak, $50 billion for airports. But for infrastructure, like overall infrastructure that we commonly think of, all of this is considered infrastructure, but it's not like, you know, the kinds of infrastructure the president that many people think about. That is being considered. But anyway, any infrastructure, transportation infrastructure bill has to be done on a bipartisan basis.
Detroit Transportation System is receiving about $130 million to cover some costs responding to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're speaking live with U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao. Real quick, what comes to the airports again, if you don't mind hitting on this quickly for us. Have you heard anything about possible domestic flights being, suspended for a period of time social distancing is in place?
No, I don't think so. First of all, you know, these kinds of rumors are very damaging, because the airline industry already is on its heels. As I mentioned, passenger volume has dropped to 6%, and overall airspace capacity has seen a drop of 86 to 90% drop in the number of airplanes flying. Now, there are people who are going to need air travel, and so we need to have air travel. And we have workers who are doing essential work for our country. So this mode of transportation has to maintain, has to be maintained, and it has to be operational. But we are seeing much, much reduced traffic.
And Secretary Chow, first of all, again, we just really want to thank you for talking to us. Your husband, obviously, very, very important person, senator in the United States. And this crisis has really, we've seen increased division. What would you tell the Michigan residents that are listening to this interview right now in terms of this package going forward? Would you like to see... would you like to see more unification here and talking about getting together? I mean, obviously, we're talking about a lot of money that is now coming to people across the country over this package, and there's going to be more.
Well, this is, I kind of disagree with you, and that I think it is historic that the Senate and the House came together on a bipartisan basis to sign within record time such the largest economic assistance and relief package in our nation's history, $2.2 trillion. The Senate voted on this on March 25th, and the House voted on it on March 27th. And the afternoon of March 27th, the president signed it into law. This is a tremendous example of the bipartisanship that we have seen in enactment of this CARES Act, or this $2.2 trillion economic assistance programs. Before we start talking about another package, let's remember that this is taxpayers' dollars. Let's see what this third package of $2.2 trillion will do, what the impact will be. Let's get the monies out first in this $2.2 trillion package before we start thinking about spending more money.
Secretary Elaine Chao, U.S. Transportation Secretary, we thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me. Keep safe.